When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Benchtown TV. I am Paul, and with me today are co-hosts Luke and Jimmy. We are gathered to do a fun little character draft today. The theme of today's character draft, supporting characters in TV shows. Now, what does that mean? The three of us will take turns picking characters with supporting roles from some of our favorite TV shows. It will consist of six rounds, three picks each round, of course. And in snake draft fashion, the last pick of the first round will pick first the following round, and so on. Now, we will do our best to make sure these characters are supporting roles, not just small side characters and not the lead of the show. If any picks are questionable, the other two will vote, but I have a feeling we'll be all right there. Now, what we are looking for in each character themselves is really up to the person drafting. You know, it can be because it was an amazing acting performance or because you just enjoy the character and anything in between. Now, who gets the first pick is still a mystery at the moment. We will randomize and find out in just a second. But first, Jimmy and Luke, how are you guys feeling about your lists? Worried that any of our top picks will overlap?
This was such a fun time putting this together. I've never really went through and thought of my favorite characters that aren't the protagonists. Because when you're thinking about all your main characters, we already did a draft for main characters, protagonists, and that's all of my main characters, like all my favorites for across all TV. And then when you really have to sit down and think about support characters, it's actually more of a fun exercise to see who you really like and what shows give you the most like star power of like these side characters. But I think me and Jimmy are going to be fighting for a lot, Paul. I think a lot of your picks might be safe, but me and Jimmy, I can see him going for some of my top targets here, but it's going to be fun either way.
I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling a little nervous. I made my list, and my top, I have someone, and I'm not giving you guys any hints. I'm not doing anything like that, but my top one is pretty obvious to you guys, I would assume. And then after that, there's a lot of, it could be two, three, four, they just move all over the place, and it's going to be a lot of doing it live, and it really is going to matter based on what pick I get. So let's just get started and see what happens, all right?
All right. Randomizing now, and the first pick will be Luke.
Second
pick is myself. So then Jimmy will be the third. All right.
Look about sandbag.
Yeah. Well, you do get the first pick.
No, I get the round. I get the roundabout. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it all works out. But if your first pick gets stolen, then yeah, it does suck. But Luke, whenever you're ready.
So there's a chance that I'm not the happiest that I get to go first overall because I want it closer to the turn, but there was just no way I wasn't going to pick this character if I was going to get the 101. My first pick is going to be my favorite character across all TV shows, specifically in the fantasy genre, especially like this is my favorite character of all time whenever I think of whoever the most badass epic TV portrayals are, and that's going to be Arya Stark as Maisie Williams is my 101. Just my favorite character in fantasy, both in the books and in the show. She's my favorite character. It doesn't matter about the fantasy genre in general. She's just the epitome of badass, epic, amazing to watch on TV. I just think that anytime I think of Game of Thrones, the Golden Age, she's one of the key parts of it, along with, of course, the others. But like, she is always just like, she's just a behind the scenes plot driver, and Maisie crushes it at just being this like emotionless, badass assassin that just went through the craziest character development journey. So she's always going to be my girl. She's my favorite character of all time. So I'm going to take Arya Stark as 101.
Damn. Right.
Game of Thrones right off the bat. We kind of.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, we were joking that Game of Thrones has an option for a million supporting characters to pick. And that's a strong one, Luke. That's a strong one.
Might not all be right. The fan favorite, but whatever. She's my girl.
So I am going to jump over to, it's going to still be HBO, actually, so I'm not jumping anywhere, but I'm going to go Bernard from Westworld.
Oh, yes. Say that again because I made a noise while you were trying to say. I was too excited for you.
Bernard from Westworld, without a doubt, just one of the best performances I've ever seen. It's one of the first names I thought of as soon as we picked this topic. And the performance himself, just his role and how everything develops as well. Like, are you kidding me? That's one of the best characters out there, period. He was number one for me. And I was worried you guys were going to pick him, but I wasn't too worried. I felt pretty safe there.
Bernard is on my list 100%. And we talk about it all the time, Westworld, it's a fall from grace, but one of the best single seasons of television of all time. And arguably the first two seasons are phenomenal, majorly phenomenal. Season two is actually higher rated on Rotten Tomatoes than season one, which to me...
Bull, wrong.
Yeah, that's a hot take, but I do really like season two as well. Paul, it's a great pick, man.
Hell yeah. I'm happy I got him on the squad.
Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah. All right. I got my guy. He's here. And I figured I probably would because I know I'm way higher on this show than you guys. But for anyone listening to this, if you haven't listened to the main character draft, go check that out because I wanted this character for the main character draft. And it was one of those things where one of our criteria is if you are nominated for main actor and supporting actor, you got to go by the nominations. And I think this is ridiculous. I think he should be main character. And I'm going Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, okay? I don't see how you don't say Jesse Pinkman is up there with Walt as main character of Breaking Bad, especially towards the end. If you want to say season one, season two, yeah, I understand. But by the end, he is a main character, so I feel like that is a super strong pick for me because of that reason. So my pick, Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkman, Aaron Paul is the man. Sorry for his entrance into Westworld. It didn't work out, but for Breaking Bad, let's go.
I just didn't even waste my time writing Jesse down because I knew you were going to take him before I did. I did the same thing with Walt. I just know that Breaking Bad's your show. So
Yep. All right. So on my turn, I'm feeling good here. I'm feeling good. I'm going to dance it out a little bit. I'm going Game of Thrones. We're back to Game of Thrones. Tyrion Lannister.
There it is.
Peter Dinklage. Another one of those scenarios where, my gosh, should he have been nominated for main character, main actor? There's so many good characters in Game of Thrones, so who knows how you want to do it if it's not Danny or John. But yes, Peter Dinklage, phenomenal portrayal. One of my favorite characters of all time. Obviously, that's why I'm picking him. Tyrion Lannister, let's go.
Those are definitely my top two Thrones actors as supporting, because it's crazy that he doesn't count as a main character, too.
Yeah,
because he carried so much of the prime Game of Thrones, but great pick. Tyrion Lannister's amazing.
Yeah, if somebody sees those two picks, Jimmy, I bet you they think you went first, because those are those are ballers. And same thing, I was like, I know they're going to be gone before they get to me, so I'm not going to put
Jimmy
too
caters.
Much
room. He caters to the audience.
Yeah, baby, I
pick
do.
Pick with my heart, I want that W.
I'm picking with my heart for these, definitely, but I do sometimes care to the audience. I want that W.
Now, you want to talk about a pick from the heart. This is 100% a pick from the heart. Probably reaching way too high, but I don't care. I'm still going to pick him because I need him on my team. I'm going to go Barney Stinson.
I knew you were
going to do that. Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother. He just brings out the feels, man. He makes me laugh so much, and he has some of the best acting scenes in that show, without a doubt. He is just a bundle of joy. Barney Stinson is always, always a fan favorite.
It's funny because that was my backup, thinking you were going to take the person we've been talking about, Paul, behind the scenes. So I was absolutely going to take Neil Patrick Harris. And he is the man. I know it doesn't play too well in 2024, but I don't care. He is some of the best clips of any sitcom of all time. Just amazing.
Needed him.
Okay. So I get the turn here. So I get two. Incredibly happy to get my two picks here. I'm actually, just for the graphic purposes, in the second round, I'm going to take possibly the best screen presence minute for minute of all time across movies or shows. And this might surprise you guys. I'm going to take Alfie Solomons as Tom Hardy, baby. Dude, so, he is the best.
I had him on my list as number three, so he would have been my next pick, and it would have been me clarifying with you guys if he counts, because he's not on it a lot, but I think he is 100% supporting character worthy.
No, it totally great counts. Pick. Tom Hardy is the freaking man. Peaky Blinders is one of my favorite shows of all time, and he stands up there with Cillian Murphy as like the best, just sometimes rivalry, sometimes friendship. Their back and forth's amazing. They play off each other incredibly, and this is like peak Tom Hardy's acting career too, and he's so funny. He's so badass. Just everything he does in the show is captivating. If he's in a scene, he's the one you're looking at. So he's one of my favorite support characters of all time. And I thought you were going to take him from me, Jimmy. So I'm happy that he fell to the turn there. So I'm going to take Alfie Solomons with my second pick. And then what I was just hinting at a minute ago, my third pick on the wraparound to start round three is going to be Moriarty, played by Andrew Scott. And Jesus Christ, if we could do a villain draft at one point, he would be up there of my top two picks. But as a support character in the show Sherlock on Netflix, another one of my favorite shows of all time, he is iconic. Like, Sherlock is known as being one of the last couple centuries foundation of literary writings around the world, almost, right? Like, Sherlock's just a foundational story, and he does not exist without a very competent and just amazing performance by Moriarty. And that's who Andrew Scott plays. And also, shout out to Band of Brothers. Just watch it. Andrew Scott makes an appearance, and so does Tom Hardy. So both of my picks are actually in Band of Brothers for a second. But yes, I know, Paul, you can probably talk a second about Moriarty as well. His performance is eccentric. It's smart. Like, everything about it is fucking crazy. He's chaotic, and he's just such a good part of that show that I honestly think about him more often than I do about Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock. So, like, that just says all it needs to say about one of my favorite shows of all time.
I was 100% taking him next pick if you didn't snatch him there. Like, you summed it up perfectly. He's chaotic, but he's so intelligent. You never know what he's going to do next, but you always know it's going to be detrimental. Great pick. I loved him so much. All right, jumping into this third pick. I'm kind of going back and forth a little bit now because I'm trying to, like, you know, the first ones are a little bit easier than the ones a little bit lower, trying to barely beat them out. But I think I'm going to go Billy Butcher from The Boys. Now,
does that count?
I was going to say,
is he main character?
Does that count? I mean, main character, you got to say, right? Huey. So I want to say he's supporting. I didn't actually double check, but I wanted to bring it up with you guys because he's what a presence. So it totally understands if that leaks over.
I would say the boys are an ensemble cast, so I think he passes. But what about like Homelander and stuff? What was when Anthony Starr was nominated? I mean, was it main actor? Was it supporting actor?
I looked up Tony Starr, and he was nominated as a villain sometimes, and then sometimes was nominated as a supporting. But then also there's certain, you know, awards that gave him the main actor. So I just stayed away from Homelander because he definitely would have been on my list. And I felt the same about Butcher because Butcher's wiki doesn't have specific nominations. Like, I also will grant it because you're right. Like, Huey definitely comes across as the heart and soul of the boys. So I would think Butcher is just like the more plot mover support character that would definitely be number two on the call sheet probably, but I'll give it to you. I think that's fair.
Agreed.
Hell yeah. I love it. Diabolical. Let's go. I mean, he's the best. Not only is he comedic relief, but he's also so badass and so smart, too. I mean, whenever he's on screen, you know it's going to go down. Especially the last season. My goodness, man. He had some of the best scenes in the show, period.
I want to see what he's going to do as Johnny Cage for Mortal Kombat. I can't wait to see that.
He's going to be interesting.
All right. Round three, my turn. I'm feeling strong here, okay? So I'm going to go with... might be recency bias, but I don't think it is, okay? I'm going Roman Roy, okay? Mm-hmm. Succession. I know, I'm actually, this is, this. I can still say that he's my favorite supporting character, or one of, even though I haven't finished the show yet. I am in this last season. I binged the hell out of it. I was one of the ones that wasn't caught up, and I binged the hell out of it all in one shot. Phenomenal show. Roman Roy... his presence on screen, he's hilarious. He's got the quirks where, I mean, everything about him, his actor, Kieran Culkin, when he portrays Roman, I feel there's only certain actors to me that when you're watching someone on screen, you feel like you're almost like either in the room with them or like you're really deciding that you're like not watching TV anymore. Like, you feel like the realism is unbelievable. And We've talked about it, and I know we have a podcast on it, and these people are awful people, but Roman, with like all of his quirks showing, like, you know, his mental health issues and the shit he deals with and all the crazy stuff, it just it gets me in the feels, and I've freaking loved his portrayal, so I'm going Roman Roy for my third pick.
Quick question. Have you finished yet? You still have a couple more episodes of the last season, right?
I still have... I'm not done yet.
Yeah, he has been... Kieran has been on an amazing run of just off-the-cuff interviews, award ceremony speeches. He is so... His in real life presence of what he's been doing in like post succession tours has made me appreciate Roman more. Like I now am thinking back on Succession, like, yeah, he truly was one of the best parts of that show, and I'm happy you picked him. Do you know who would have counted as the main character? Would have just been the dad?
I would have said Kendall? Logan, or I guess you don't say Kendall, do you? No, I guess
probably not. I would have accepted like Kendall ensemble. As a pick.
I feel like they're an ensemble cast too, really.
Yeah, true. It's probably Logan that would count as as the main.
I think when they had that, I think they had Logan as main, and I think they had didn't they have Kendall, Tom, and Roman against each other this year for supporting?
They must have been, yeah, because they swept a lot of the nominations, or at least were like all over the place. So it's a good pick, though.
With Kyle and Kathleen not on this draft, you probably had that one pretty safe for the third round, but might have gone a little bit earlier.
I know that Luke is a fan, so I just needed to get it out of here. And this one actually might be safe too, but I'm just going for it. I'm trying to keep it in order, even though I know certain ones are safe, but there's one that I have towards the end that I feel like is going to be a high pick to a lot of the audience and to me, but I feel like it's safe, so I'm good. I'm going Gus Fring. Is this allowable, Gus? As a he's a villain, but he's also a supporting character. Okay.
Definitely.
I'm returning to Breaking Bad. Gus Fring, one of the best portrayals of a villain in all of television. He was so good that they brought him back. And actually, it's the same thing with Jesse. Jesse was supposed to die in season one, or at least be taken out of the story in season one. I believe killed, and they loved him so much they brought him back. Same thing with Gus. He was just so good. I don't know. I really can't wait to do a character villain draft because there are some ridiculous villains, and he is towards the top of my list. There's some other ones that will probably be a little bit higher than him, but he is towards the top, and he is one of the best.
Good pick, man. Everybody loves Gus. I don't know anybody that's watched any bit of Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul that doesn't walk away thinking that Gus Fring is one of the best characters.
Yep.
Giancarlo Esposito, he is just... Talking about on a roll, man. He has some of the best characters out there. Yeah, you guys are looking pretty intimidating. But my pick to join Bernard, Barney, and Billy. I didn't realize that all three of my characters.
You got it.
Do that on purpose. You better have a B, dude.
Come on. You got a B.
I don't. I was looking and I was like,
well,
maybe
if you have one available, just do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I can't do it because I think about this guy almost as a lead, but he really is supporting. But he's one of the best supporting roles out there. But I'm going Crixus from Spartacus.
Are you kidding me? Manu Bennett. It's ridiculous that I had him written as my next pick and you just took him right there.
Really?
Right?
You guys?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That is
good for
unbelievable.
You guys.
That was
Crixus.
Stolen. That was the first real steal right there, I feel
like. Wow, Crixus. That is money.
I mean,
and
he could have his own show.
What's his name?
Basically.
Did you write his name down? Manu Bennett. Yeah, and he made a run recently too with like Arrowverse or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was Slade, right?
Yep, he was great as that villain in Arrow. Just, are you kidding me? Like, he's one of the coolest gladiators ever, without a doubt. Crixus, onions, layers.
That's a so Bingetown classic right there, man. Responsible for one of the single best moments in any TV history with the little...
Tap
shield jump,
shield,
baby. Yeah, let's
tap
go.
Tap that shield.
Right. Okay, so I'm up, right? So I got the turn here. I was fully ready to take Crixus here, but that's unbelievable. So
that
I'm
going
to have to pivot a little bit. I'm going to take two characters from Bingetown shows here. One a classic and then one a more recent show that's still catching fire here. And I'm going to pick that character first. So for my fourth pick, I will be taking Daemon Targaryen as Matt Smith. And House of the Dragons, the shit, you can already tell just by the way we're talking. We're a podcast that really loved Game of Thrones to the core. So when House of the Dragon came out, we jumped on the coverage right away and fell in love with it. We thought that the writing was amazing. And a lot of this show, I don't want to say carried because it's a great cast, the show, but I will say Matt Smith as Daemon Targaryen was a standout. I really thought he should have been considered a main character, but we we made it clear on the main character draft that he was ineligible. He's just amazing, man. He is just the perfect representation of like a badass killer Targaryen that's going to create such conflict between the Targaryen household for the rest of the seasons that I'm looking forward to. Like, probably him more than anything for House of the Dragon season two. So he killed it, and love Matt Smith now.
Damn.
Great pick.
Great pick. Yeah. I honestly thought of him when I was making the list and I wrote him down, and then I was like, no, he's a lead actor. I didn't even look it up, but he definitely is supporting. But in my head, I'm like, he stole the show. He's the lead.
They only had Viserys as the main character, right?
Yeah. I didn't look it up. I didn't do my homework, and I'm paying for it.
If Rhaenyra counted. I thought Catelyn drafted Rhaenyra early, but maybe that was a different draft. I don't remember. Either way. Okay, so just to recap before I make my next pick, I have Arya Stark, Alfie Solomons, Moriarty, and now Daemon Targaryen. And then my next pick is going to be maybe not super popular with the audience, but I know it'll be super popular with Bingetown TV. I'm going to take Elliot Wow, played by Hale Appelman from Ooh. The Magicians, because that show is just so special to us. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. 5 seasons Netflix. It's one of my favorite shows. I've been saying that for everybody because we're picking our favorite characters of all time. So it makes sense. Elliot is just the most charismatic, just fun. Just you want to party with this guy. And he's another scene stealer. His dialogue delivery, how he bounces off his scene partner in Margot. It's just everything about him is so likable. And anytime I ask my friends, just, hey, who do you like from The Magicians? Like, who's your favorite character? Elliot's always a top three. So I was fighting with him versus Margot as who my pick was going to be, but I landed on Elliot because I do really look back fondly on him, especially with him and Quentin's relationship. Just amazing all around. Elliot's just such a great character. So he will be my next pick.
Love it.
Yeah. If you guys want to know how similar of minds we are, Elliot 100% was going to be my next pick, but I also had the backup. If somebody else takes him, then I will go with his counterpart, Margot. And I'm going with Queen Margot, the Destroyer. She's just the best. Like you said, it could be a toss-up between Elliot and Margot going back and forth. They're so good, but I will be happy with Margot. Some of the best lines. So many quotable lines, and it's in a world where pop culture isn't really a thing, and how they just throw it in there, it's oh my God, it's amazing. I love her. I think she would have gone real, real high if we were doing a full Bingetown character.
Yes. Oh yeah. Kathleen's like 102 maybe.
Yeah. I mean, she's a fan favorite without a doubt.
The best thing about The Magicians is that technically, I would say, yes, I guess Jason Ralph is the main character, but they are the definition of an ensemble cast. Everyone is phenomenal. They all come together and make the show phenomenal themselves. There's no one that's really like the bright light of the show. They're all freaking shining. And for Margot, for Elliot, I had them both on my list. I think I would have picked Margot over Elliot, but I did have them both. I'm not positive. That would have been a do it live kind of thing, but because you guys took them off, I feel a little weight off my chest. I don't have to make that decision, but yeah, The Magicians literally has some of the best character development in all of television, and because it's a sci-fi show, it's underrated, and when I say sci-fi, I mean the network sci-fi, so people don't watch it. You need to watch this show. And I love the fact that because we talk about it so much, whether it's on the pod, on Twitter, on YouTube, we have a lot of people commenting and hitting us up saying, I never even heard of this show, and now I freaking love it. And that's the point of this podcast. So Elliot and Margot, great picks. All right, it's me now. Okay, this one's tough. Luke, I think you're gonna like this pick. I'm going with King Alfred. If that's allowable.
Definitely.
Okay, so The Last Kingdom's King Alfred, his relationship with Uhtred, first of all, The Last Kingdom is another one of those shows that somehow has gone under the radar big time. Vikings is very popular. If you like the show Vikings, you need to check out The Last Kingdom. It is one of our favorite shows. We had a blast covering it on the podcast. There are a lot of supporting actors on this show that we could have picked from. To me, King Alfred, he could have been considered a main character, but he's not because Uhtred's the main character, and King Alfred's not always on screen with them, but the relationship between the two of them, besides the acting being phenomenal, the combination of adversarial slash fatherly, like father-son relationship, not going to give any spoilers about anything that happens, but just when they're on screen together, meaning Uhtred and King Alfred, it's electric. I had to have King Alfred. That's my choice.
I had a couple Last Kingdom people down, but I completely forgot to put him in there. And you know, when we finished our Last Kingdom coverage, he was in our top, like me and Dave's top three, and I think yours as yes. well. King Alfred was such a good performance. That's a great pick. I'm pissed I didn't write it down, but good one.
I have a couple other from Last Kingdom, but he was my number one, so I'm going with him. And this is my safe last pick. And when I say safe, I think it's a great pick, but I knew that I at least didn't think that Luke would pick, and I knew Paul wouldn't because you haven't finished the show, Paul. I'm pretty sure you have, Luke, but I'm going Christopher Moltisanti from The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
So he's my last pick. I think that Christopher, Michael Imperioli, phenomenal portrayal of Christopher growing up throughout the show, always wanting the approval of his dad, but not really his dad, Tony Soprano, who, you know, he considers Tony his father. And, you know, the stuff that Christopher's going through, he's hilarious. He's dramatic. There's a million different genres that he's portraying in this show. And he plays off each character so well. Uncle Paulie, Tony, his girlfriend slash, I don't think they ever get married. I can't remember, but Adriana. The Sopranos to me is a top five show of all time, and I felt like it wouldn't have been great on my part to have that be a top five show for me and not pick somebody from there, so I'm going to go Christopher.
So I actually this morning asked Alki, because he loves The Sopranos as a top three show for him. I said, who is Jimmy going to take as the support character if Tony's not there? And he said, Paulie or Christopher, and I was like, yeah, probably. But I knew you could have taken him last too, because yeah, I haven't finished The Sopranos, so. But
yeah,
one day
I remember if you. Yeah, I couldn't remember if you finished or not. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's finish this off here. For my team, I have Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones, Roman Roy from Succession, Gus Fring from Breaking Bad again, King Alfred from The Last Kingdom, and Christopher Moltisanti from The Sopranos. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good squad. All right. Final pick, sixth pick. And when I made this list, I was trying to think of like duo and buddy duos in some of our favorite TV shows. And obviously, they can't both be the lead. So one of my favorite shows, as we know, The Witcher. Who is the best supporting boy who will literally make songs about his brother? I'm going Yaskier from The Witcher, obviously. I mean, this is, you know, personal choice. I just love The Witcher, even though I don't even know how I feel about that statement. The Witcher is all over the place with the last season and the season before that, season two, and, you know, Geralt being Henry Cavill and him leaving. All over the place. I don't care. I still love The Witcher. And Yaskier, even though he doesn't even share the same name like Dandelion, he made that shit his own, but kept the charm of him. I mean, I just love it. He's so good. He makes me laugh more than anybody. He has the pipes of an angel. He can sing. I mean, I love his character. Apparently, Joey Beatty hates that song now. Because
oh, really?
All everybody says is like, yo, toss a coin whenever they see him in public.
Well, it's a good thing, though, that it got so popular.
I mean, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he loves it because of what it did, but also hates it at the same time.
So recap that team again, Paul?
Yeah, so we got Bernard from Westworld, Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother, Billy Butcher, The Boys, Crixus Spartacus, Margot from The Magicians, and then Yaskier from The Witcher.
What's Yaskier's actor's name?
Joey Beatty.
Oh my God, you got all B's, dude. You got
count it.
You got it. Bernard, Barney, Billy Butcher, Crixus is Manu Bennett, Margot is Summer Bischel, and Yaskier is whatever you just said his name was with a B.
Joey Beatty. Yeah, let's go. I got a whole B squad.
The B squad, that's dude. Good. It's not great though.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. That's a terrible name.
And that's actually funny because my theme just formed itself as you were saying that as well. I'll tell you when I'm done here. But for my last pick, this was such a struggle because there's so many honorable mentions I'm sure we're going to have to go through after we're done this. But I'm going to settle on Misty Quigley, played by Christina Ricci of Yellow Jackets, who is just insanity to watch in the best way possible. Christina Ricci is huge. Like, people know her from all over the place. This is, in my opinion, her best performance. She is so wild and meticulous and just perfect for this show, because it's a show about not serial killers, but there's a lot of killing as a big theme. And she's like a sociopath who doesn't know how to interact with people. And she does it so well, and she's charming. And yeah, I could talk about Missy forever, but it was such a fight for this last pick. But I always think about Missy when I think about Yellow Jackets, and that's a Bingetown special right there, that show. So I'm going to end with Missy. So to recap my team, it's going to be Arya Stark, Alfie Solomons, Moriarty, Elliot from The Magicians, Daemon Targaryen, and then Misty Quigley. And I think my theme ends up being at least every single one of my people have murdered at least one person on screen. Group of murderers.
That's awesome.
Honestly, when you say Misty, like, I would have allowed Misty in general, like, by Sammy Henratty, because it's the character.
Both of them.
And she's phenomenal as young Misty as well. So
for sure.
That's a double hitter.
I looked that up. And if that's allowed, I'll take both of them. But if not, I gotta take Christina Ricci because I love her.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say you would have accepted Misty from Pokemon. And I was like, kinda. I mean, if you want to pick her.
Yeah.
If we had anime to talk about, that'd be a game changer.
Yeah, seriously.
So should we rip our honorable mentions that didn't make the list?
Yeah, let's rip
real
some honorable mentions before we head out of this one.
All right, let me go first then, because I went I went last for those picks. I'm going to say that who just missed the cut for me was Nell Crane from Haunting of Hill House. Yep. I had Raven Reyes as my top, the 100 character. I couldn't fit 100 character in here, and even though I wanted to so badly.
I tried. A
couple other ones, I'll just rip them. Kaz Brekker from Shadow and Bone. I love him. I love Richie from The Bear. He's like one of my tops. And then a couple others was just like Finnan from Last Kingdom, Murphy from The 100, Frenchie from The Boys. That's where I was at.
Perfect. I honestly, a lot of my backups were taken. So the only real honorable mentions I have were Leto and Sun from Sense8. I mean, you can argue that they're like leads because the whole idea of Sense8 is like, you know, everybody's together. I would say they're supporting. I think of everybody from that show, and Leto and Sun just stand out for some reason. I don't know why, but they're the first ones I think of. They were so good, so unique, and
I'm doing a rewatch right now of Sense8.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. Love it.
All right. Some of these we can talk about really quick to see if they count or not, but I'm just going to go in order. There really isn't an order. It's just like a do it live list. So Polly Gray by Helen McCrory from Peaky Blinders. Strong ass female protagonist for that show. Saul Goodman, I didn't leave him on the list because of Better Call Saul. So I
took
decided
him off for that reason
wasn't...
too.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously in Breaking Bad, he'd be considered supporting, but one that probably was going to pass you guys that I thought was safe, I just didn't get him on the list, was Omar Little from The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking one of the best anti-heroes of all time. I had Watson on there. I had Hot Mama, Olivia Crane. I didn't know if she was allowable or not, but I had her on there. Maeve from Westworld, Paul. So when you went Bernard, I was wondering if you were going to go Maeve, but I checked her. She is a supporting actor for the nominations. And then Lexa, because I knew she was safe as a supporting character. Yeah. I was having a tough time with the 100 because, again, I figure I know like Bellamy, Clark, they're the main characters pretty much, like Octavia and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't tell.
Lexa over Raven? No way.
No, honestly, I was going with I was thinking, honestly, Clark, Octavia, even Murphy, I feel like he became a main character. I couldn't figure out who was, you know, and I didn't want to have that argument, so I just figured I'd leave him out, and I thought Lexa was safe. And then my last one, you besides the ones you guys named, was Aethelflaed from The Last Kingdom.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was a good pick, too. It's funny, because I thought you were going to have Johnny Drama on the list at some point. And then, you were going to have John Ralphio. Miss both the Johns, no?
I'm thinking about it. It was a thought.
So, Johnny Drama, when I actually did a quick look for Entourage, Ari Gold was killing me, because I think we talked about him on the main character draft. And he was the one that carried Entourage in the first season when everyone else was, I don't want to say Johnny Drama, Kevin Dillon is a nobody, but you know, even Kevin Connolly, but
Ari was the main character nomination, so we left him off supporting and we made him main. But there are a lot of people that if you go on like best supporting characters of all time, they count Ari. And I love Johnny Drama, but for me, like Paul, yours with Barney makes sense. You have like that emotional attachment, but it's so hard for me to pick like a sitcom or a comedy character just because they don't hit you as hard usually as dramas do or fantasy. But yeah, Johnny Drama was a good one too.
See, because I had Dwight written down as like a last second, just throw on the board in case Dwight Schrute from The Office. But I felt the same way that you just did about it's harder to just to flag plant onto like a comedy character. But there's two things I want to ask you, Jimmy. And I'm asking Jimmy specifically because I don't believe Paul watched either of these. I was surprised at myself after going through the list of no dark characters, which is my number one show of all time. And then no Stranger Things characters. Because when I think about that show, no one really like sticks out. Maybe Hopper as like the best, but like Eddie, who's a side character too, he was great, but he's too he wasn't in
not
too long.
Not for of all time with all these other juggernauts. So dark, my biggest issue was you can't really name characters without spoiling shit. So
I was going to pick Adam, but I was like, they can't talk through that.
you say somebody and then you have to explain why they're awesome and then you're starting to weave through spoilers.
Yeah.
And that's the one show that we will never give any spoilers for because we say you need to watch this show when we're talking to the listeners if they haven't given it a chance. A lot of people haven't because it's a German show and blah, blah, blah. And it's not really, it wasn't promoted that well. And hot take on Twitter, and it was a good hot take, I guess. It wasn't as hot as I thought it would be. You know, Dark's better than Stranger Things. Best Netflix
easily.
Original of all time, you know? So a lot of people, I thought, would argue with that because Stranger Things is more of, like, the national phenomenon. But, yeah, and Stranger Things is tough because they're ensemble-ish, and, like, do you say Eleven's a main character or not? I like Eleven, but I don't really see her as Jesse Pinkman or Tyrion Lannister or a lot of the other characters we've chosen. I know a lot of people will kill us for saying somebody like, you know, Crixus or Margot or Elliot or King Alfred because they may not have watched those shows and they just don't realize. But
yeah,
it's just you gotta pick with your heart, man.
Yeah.
Either way, man, these drafts are so freaking fun. Just going through that exercise is great. The graphics can be great. The voting, I'm guessing right now, Jay Spang's got this on lock, but who knows? We thought the same thing for the main character draft. I think Kathleen might have ended up
winning
that one.
Me and you were pretty even.
And then
wait,
Kyle
who was it? It was Kyle too. Yeah,
four.
Kyle had some good. Yeah, Kyle had. I couldn't remember if Paul was on. Yeah, it was Kyle because he made it. His was like the people I want to chill with. He had Roman Roy on there and. Yeah, we were
Bad
all
Castle.
Getting some votes. Yeah. So, guys, let us know. We'll have this on the Discord, Twitter. It'll be on YouTube. Hit us up. Let us know who wins. Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy just said it. Leave us a comment. Let us know any side characters that we might have missed. Anybody that you think should have been high up on the list that maybe that we didn't even bring up, let alone honorable mention. So, we love it. We love these. They're so fun. We love hearing what you guys think, too. But that's going to do it for us today. If you like what you heard, please give us a follow. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube. We got Discord going. We're growing our Discord community. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to reach out to us. And we will most likely respond. We try to see everything. We covered quite a few shows now, though. So it's getting pretty hard to respond to everything. Check us out at BingeTownTV.com. We got over 500 episodes coming up. I think maybe we passed 100 TV shows or just content alone. We got so much. Something you like will surely be there. Yeah, if you're feeling generous and you want to support the pod, check us out on Patreon. We really appreciate all the love that we get and really makes this a lot of fun. But that's going to do it for us. Thanks again for listening, and BingeTown will be here next time.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.